From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
오늘의 President Moon Jae-in voices to Japan's top envoy mounting concerns in South Korea over Tokyo's decision to release radioactive water from the Fukushima nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean. Daily COVID-19 cases surged to the 700s and a three-month high. And U.S. intelligence authorities assess that North Korea may take a number of aggressive actions, including nuclear and long-range ballistic missile testing. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kolka. Speaking to the Japanese ambassador to Seoul, President Moon Jae-in delivered rising concerns in South Korea over Japan's decision to release radioactive water from the Fukushima nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean. Moon also ordered his staff to review the possibility of taking the case to the International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea. Bae Ju-yeon has more.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in expressed concerns over Japan's plan to discharge radioactive water from a tsunami-crippled nuclear plant into the ocean to the country's top envoy in South Korea. Presidential spokesperson Kang Min-sup told reporters that Moon received a letter of credence from new Japanese ambassador to Seoul Koichi Aiboshi on Wednesday and delivered the South Korean public's concern over the issue.
Moon 대통령은 이 말씀을 안 드릴 수 없다면서.
While noting that he cannot help but discuss Japan's decision to discharge contaminated water, President Moon said that concerns are mounting in South Korea, which is in the closest geographical proximity to Japan and also shares the ocean, saying that Ambassador Koichi Aiboshi must be well aware of the concerns of the South Korean government and the public. President Moon asked him to deliver the worries to his home country.
Earlier in the day, Moon asked his officials to consider ways to resolve the issue at the International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea, including filing for a temporary injunction which would block the release until the court's decision on the matter is finalized. This comes a day after Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga revealed plans to release more than 1.25 million tons of treated but still radioactive water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant into the Pacific Ocean starting in about 2 years' time. While announcing the decision despite opposition from neighboring countries, Suga said the advanced liquid processing system will treat the contaminated water, eventually removing most of the radioactive materials except for tritium. Despite the assurance, the move sparked protests in Japan, as well as South Korea, China, and other neighboring countries. A massive earthquake and 50-meter tsunami in 2011 had led to the meltdown of reactors at the power plant, requiring the Japanese government to inject water to cool off the cores. That water, enough to fill the Tokyo Dome baseball stadium, is now stored in tanks at the plant, reaching over 91% of storage capacity. Pyeongchang, KBS World Radio News.
President Moon Jae-in has ordered inspections into officials accused of corruption and verbal abuse. The orders come amid allegations that Presidential Secretary for Culture Chan Kyo-won had given preferential treatment to a company he founded in allocating projects while working for the Seoul Metropolitan Government. The company won contracts worth 5.1 billion won when Chan was a senior Seoul city official between 2014 and 2018. Korea Racing Authority CEO Kim Woo-nam, who is a former three-term lawmaker, faces allegations of attempting to hire an acquaintance and then verbally abusing an employee who opposed it. Presidential spokesperson Kang Min-sook said Moon ordered the senior secretary for civil affairs to thoroughly verify the facts and to respond swiftly and sternly. New COVID-19 cases in South Korea have spiked to the 700s yet again, stoking concerns of a fourth wave of the epidemic. Authorities said they would need to monitor the situation a few more days before deciding whether to raise social distancing levels. Mark Wilson-Che reports.
The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said as of 12 a.m. Wednesday, 731 additional people tested positive for COVID-19, raising the nation's cumulative cases to 111,419. Seven more people succumbed to the virus, bringing the death toll to 1,782. New cases climbed back to the 700s, jumping by nearly 200 from 542 on Tuesday. They hit 700 last Thursday, and the latest tally is the highest since hitting 869 on January 7th. Out of these 731 new cases, 714 were local infections, with 509, or 71.3%, of those reported in the Seoul metropolitan area. Concerns are rising over a fourth wave of the epidemic, as the average number of daily local cases over the past week stood at 625.1, within the threshold for level 2.5 social distancing. Yoon Tae-ho, a senior health ministry official, said the government will further monitor the situation this week before looking into raising the distancing levels and reinforcing restrictions on business operations. Mark Wilson Che, KBS World Radio News.
John Kerry, the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, will visit South Korea and China this week to discuss coordination on countering climate change. According to the State Department on Tuesday, Kerry is scheduled to visit China and South Korea from Wednesday to Saturday. A diplomatic source in South Korea said Kerry will arrive in Seoul on Saturday for talks with South Korean Foreign Minister Chung Uyung. The visit comes days ahead of a virtual climate summit of 40 world leaders set to be hosted by U.S. President Joe Biden from April 22nd to 23rd. President Moon Jae-in is expected to attend. U.S. intelligence authorities have assessed the possibility that North Korea will take a number of aggressive actions, including nuclear and long-range ballistic missile testing, to reshape the regional security environment and drive wedges between the U.S. and its allies. In a report released on Tuesday, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence said the North will pose a weapons of mass destruction threat for the foreseeable future, citing North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's commitment to the country's nuclear weapons program. It also based the argument on the North's active engagement in ballistic missile research and development, and the regime's persistent efforts to develop chemical and biological warfare tactics. The annual threat assessment report said that despite announcing an end to the self-imposed moratorium on nuclear weapons and ICBM testing in December 2019, Kim thus far has not conducted any testing and has left the door open to future denuclearization talks with the U.S. South Korea has posted its first job growth in over a year and another gradual indication of economic recovery. Statistics Korea said on Wednesday that the number of jobs in March stood at 26.92 million, up by 314,000 from a year earlier. The country had seen an on-year job contraction for the past 12 months since it lost 195 jobs in March of last year. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 13.30 points, or 0.42% on Wednesday, to close at 3,182.38. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also rose, gaining 4.05 points, or 0.40%, to close at 1,014.42. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 9.3 won against the dollar, ending the session at 1,116.6 won. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.